Blog Talk Radio.
From Dog Works Training Centers, professional canine training centers in Denver, Colorado, and Anchorage, Alaska, this is Dog Works Radio, committed to families and their dogs to build lifelong and fulfilling relationships. Visit our website at dogworksradio.com. Dog Works Radio is part of Twine Group Media and syndicated worldwide on blogtalkradio.com. Now, here are your hosts, Robert and Michelle Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. It is Sunday, July 31st, 2011, and today we are talking to Big Paws Rescue in Denver, Colorado. And with that, I'm going to have Michelle introduce our guest. Michelle?
It's actually Big Dogs, Huge Paws. And they are one of the larger rescues here in Denver. And our guest today is Lindsay Condon. She is their president and CEO. And Lindsay, are you there?
I am.
Tell us a little bit about how you got involved with Big Dogs, Huge Paws. And then go ahead and tell us your rescue tale.
Okay, great. Well, I started out doing just Great Dane Rescue, and in that time frame kind of discovered a need for a all-giant breed rescue to help with all of the big dogs in need, and we got started a few years ago, and we're dedicated to rescuing and rehabilitating and rehoming all giant breed dogs, which include Great Danes, Great Pyrenees, all types of Mastiffs, St. Bernards, Newfoundlands, Wolfhounds, all the big, huge guys. And we get tons of great dogs into our program, but there was one in particular I just wanted to share her story because it's sort of unique. And we have a five-year-old Great Dane who is blind and deaf, and her name is Domino. And she came to us from a family in Texas where the owner actually passed away, leaving behind quite a few Great Danes. We took three of them into our program, and they were all special needs. But she is, despite her handicaps of being blind and deaf, she gets around amazingly well and has just really adapted quite well to her foster home here in Denver. And she's just a really special gal that we're hopeful she can find that perfect family that is willing to take on a special needs dog.
So it's Lindsay, right?
Yes.
So this is Robert. So what are you looking for when you're trying to place some of these larger dogs? I know that they have not only some special needs in terms of health issues like you were talking about with the tale you told us, but how is it different than placing, you know, a smaller dog in an apartment situation and things like that?
Well, actually, surprisingly, many of the breeds we work with end up making great apartment dogs because they are so low maintenance as far as their exercise needs, and they do tend to be couch potatoes. But, you know, a big reason a lot of these dogs end up in need of rescue is because with their size, they do tend to eat a lot, and both their food bill and medical bills tend to be pretty pricey, so they're certainly not a breed for everyone, but despite their massive size, they definitely, you know, do tend to be low maintenance in most from most points of view, but they do tend to be in need of good training and socialization as well. A lot of people are intimidated by their size, and of course you can't have an ill-behaved enormous Mastiff or Great Dane, you know, pushing their weight around. So it is real important. I think sometimes people get them as puppies and think they're cute, and suddenly they become huge and out of control adolescents, and a lot of times that's the point at which they get turned into rescue. But it doesn't take much. They're so eager to please and tend to be very people-oriented and easy to train if you just invest the time.
Are you dealing with any of the breed bans in Denver and Aurora area?
Not too much. However, there are some of the mastiff breeds that are affected by the breed bans. The Cane Corsos, of course, are probably the closest breed to pit bulls, and they are on a lot of the breed bans. But, you know, overall, not too many of our breeds are affected, luckily.
So I know that lifespan and things are a little bit different with these larger breed dogs. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about that? You know, a lot of people think when they invest in a dog that may be a senior as a rescue, it may be a little different if they're a Great Dane or one of the larger dogs.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, and of course the lifespan does vary, but on average I would say for most of the breeds that we work with, they only live 8 to 10 years. And that is one of the downsides of getting a giant breed. But truthfully, I think anybody who has ever experienced owning and caring for one of these guys thinks that the positives outweigh the negatives with that lifespan. But, you know, I personally have a special place in my heart for the seniors. And I think, you know, despite the fact that you may not have them for very long, they truly are one of the easiest dogs you can rescue. You know, they just lay around and are lazy and have lots of love to give. And they tend to be even more grateful for having the opportunity to go to family.
So do you just work primarily in Colorado, or do you place dogs in Kansas, Nebraska, Wyoming, et cetera?
Yeah, we're actually an 8-state region that includes Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, New Mexico, Texas, Utah, and Wyoming.
Okay, so you have a large area there. You know, I'm always amazed to find out how the different rescues obtain their dogs, whether it be, you know, I've heard stories about how truck drivers will drive, you know, dogs across the country in their you know, semi-trucks and things like that. What methods do you guys employ to get dogs from one location to another, being that they're so large?
Sure. Well, I think first and foremost, we do have volunteers spread out throughout our 8-state region, and we're incredibly blessed with a lot of folks that are willing and eager to help with transporting. We are able to do most of our ground transports just by utilizing different volunteers, but we do a lot of networking throughout the rescue community. We all try to work together and help each other out when we have transports go in one direction and throw in another dog for a different rescue. And then we do utilize some organizations that do transport, such as Colorado Animal Rescue Express. They do a route from Kansas, Missouri area to Colorado weekly. So we absolutely take advantage of some of those resources as well.
And I know you have an event coming up. Let's talk about that a bit.
We do. On August 27th, we have our third annual Fun Run with the Big Dogs, which is a 5K event. And the race starts at 8:30, but we have registration at 7:40. And you can register as an individual for $25, or for a couple or a family, the cost is $50. And that is held at Clement Park in Littleton on Bold Avenue. And we are absolutely looking for anybody who wants to come out and participate on that day, as well as if there happen to be any businesses out there interested in sponsoring, we're looking for sponsors as well.
So what is this event for? Is it just a fundraiser for the rescue?
It is, yep. This is one of our bigger fundraisers we hold every year, and it's just a fun way to raise some money for the dogs in need, and we've had some tremendous medical expenses this year, so we're really hoping for a successful event.
Do you have any other events throughout the year?
We do. We have all of our events are posted on the events page of our website, which is www.bigdogshugepaws.com. And we do everything from, you know, different meet and greet events to pet fairs to dog washes. We're also going to be holding a big Black Tie Gala event next year. But we've got all of those posted and would love to have people come out and visit us. And it's a good way to meet some of the foster dogs we have in our program.
Speaking of black tie events, a lot of times the Great Danes are used in those promotional materials for, you know, for weddings and that sort of thing. What do you find that, you know, that a Great Dane or some of these larger dogs are suited for? You know, I'm a big proponent of giving dogs jobs. Do you guys promote that in any way, or do you just prefer that they just kind of lay around it and be couch dogs?
Well, it certainly depends on which breed you're talking about. You know, obviously the Great Pyrenees happen to be a dog that absolutely needs a job, and they tend to do better in more rural environments where they have a lot of property that they can patrol and the barking isn't an issue. With the Great Danes, they tend to be a little more lazy and family-oriented, so it's much more important for them that they really have a family that is willing to incorporate them into their life and family and let them be inside and be part of the family activities. They you know, certainly love to lounge around, and they're not quite as important for that they have a job. But, you know, exercise in general is a key part of good behavior, in my opinion, with any breed that we work with, and making sure that they receive regular, you know, physical exercise as well as mental exercise. We certainly educate all of our families about how important that is.
And I know we're in the heat of summer, so to speak, and a lot of these dogs have problems with bloat or torsion. How do you address that with the dogs that are in your program, and how do you educate the owners, you know, the fosters and the eventual adopters of your dogs?
That is absolutely one of the biggest health risks with owning a giant breed dog. You know, they are more deeper chested breeds, and they are very prone to bloat. There are a lot of preventative measures you can take. You know, certainly at the forefront of that is dealing with food and nutrition. And we educate folks. We have a great nutrition section on our website, which goes over, you know, how important it is to make sure that whatever food you feed is, you know, human-grade ingredients, it's easy to digest. We recommend, you know, limiting their exercise before and after meal times, making sure they have plenty of time to properly digest. And, you know, certainly another factor is stress. You want to limit the amount of stress the dog is under, because that can certainly contribute to bloat. So, you know, we do tell folks that if you're leaving town and you have to leave your dog, that it's best to consider having a pet sitter come and stay in your home, and that way they can be in a comfortable environment with minimal stress and have a little bit of the same routine that they're used to. You know, last resort should be boarding at a vet, just because these guys are so people-oriented, they don't tend to do very well in that type of environment when their people are away. And then, you know, clearly, even if you take all the preventative measures, your dog still can bloat, and so it's really important that you be aware of all of the warning signs. So I tell folks, you know, to look out for the dog being, you know, antisocial, where normally they'd be part of the family. They might be wandering off, and a lot of times they have trouble laying down and getting settled, so they do a lot of pacing. You know, a very common sign is retching, where they try to throw up, but nothing comes up. They typically will refuse food and water. Sometimes you can see their stomach physically distended, but not always. But if you see any combination of any of those symptoms, I definitely recommend going to the vet right away and getting an x-ray done to see what's going on there, because it can be a very quick process, and if you don't act fast, you may not be able to save your dog's life.
That sounds great. Great advice there. Michelle, do you have any questions for Lindsay?
No, I think Lindsay covered the topic of the issues with big dogs quite well. I do have a few clients that have large breed dogs, and one of the first things they ask me is about bloat and exercise and when is too much and how do we watch out for heat exhaustion and things like that. And she's covered a lot of the topics. Lindsay, if you can, again, say how people can get in touch with you. When is your event? I know Clement Park is very close to where I live here in Denver. Maybe give some people, you know, the cross streets that aren't aware of where Clement Park is so that they can come out and see you guys at this event.
Sure. Well, I think the best source of information about our rescue is our website. Again, that's www.bigdogshugepaws.com. We have all of our events posted on there, as well as details on how to register for events like the 5K. That will be on August 27th. And Clement Park is located at 7306 West Bowles Avenue. And we will have the registration available to register online. You can also download the form and then mail it to us. But we would sure love to hear from you guys. And our phone number is 303-322-4336. Our web, I mean, our email address is wecare@bigdogshugepaws.com.
And, Lindsay, do you guys have a Facebook page, too?
We do. We have a Facebook page and a LinkedIn page.
So I'll make sure to we link all those on the show page, too, and send you over a link when this is up and running. Probably sometime either today or tomorrow I'll shoot you over the link for this page, okay?
That would be great.
So this is Lindsay from Big Paws, Huge Paws in Denver. They're an 8-state region rescue for large dogs, Great Danes, Great Pyrenees, Wolfhounds, a lot of the master breeds and whatnot. So we're highlighting our rescue tales for the second week in a row, and we hope to keep this going. So if you guys are a rescue out there and you want to talk about your rescue and give us a tale about one of your dogs and a success story that you have, I know rescues are a huge part of the pet community throughout the nation and throughout the world. So we're looking forward for guests every week so we can showcase your rescue just like we showcased Big Paws today. So give us a call at 303-578-9881 or find us on the web. Just search Dog Works Radio. Lindsay, thank you very much, and we'll make sure we keep in touch, okay?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much. And we're also going to go back to Michelle. Michelle, do you have anything else to add about Denver Dog Works? I know you have an event coming up tomorrow about back-to-school night with your dog.
Yeah, we're doing a back-to-school night for your dog because we have a lot of pet parents that don't have children. And a lot of the school kids are doing back-to-school nights within the next couple of weeks for getting ready to go back to school. So I thought, what a good idea for some of our clients that we haven't seen in a while and some new clients to get out there and do some things with their dogs that they might not have thought of yet. A lot of people will do puppy classes with their dogs and then stop there. So the group class is designed to get people doing a little bit more out-of-the-box thinking with their dogs. I mean, it's not just about teaching your dog how to walk on a loose leash. It's teaching them how to interact properly when they're around other dogs that they might not necessarily get to play with. Teaching them how to sit politely for petting and things of those natures. How to deal with certain distractions. We will be giving tips and tricks every week during their classes.
And this is a lifetime group class. I know that that's different from a lot of dog that you're offering. It's different than a lot of dog training schools offer. What is lifetime group class?
Well, this is a little different than our lifetime group class. This is an 8-week course where we will be breaking down a combination of our obedience class and our canine good citizen class. And then you will be given the opportunity to attend our lifetime group class, which is geared more for intermediate and advanced type training. And lifetime group is a phenomenal class that we've always offered that people take advantage of. Just this weekend, we had 15 people show up, and half of them I haven't seen in a year. And they're doing well with their dogs, and their dogs are in great positions compared to where they used to be. A couple of your behavior clients showed up this weekend. It was very nice to see them. So that's what lifetime group class is about. Lifetime group class is about staying in the mix, staying on top of your dog. Like I was saying, dogs that start off in puppy school, people tend to forget that they need to not only go through puppy school, but some elementary type classes, as well as middle school and high school classes. And even if you're not looking to do something competitive with your dog, if maybe your dog is 2 or 3 years old now and you're thinking that it would make a good therapy dog, it's good to stay in training. It's good to stay on top of that. A dog that is not worked out often has a tendency to become bored and destructive. So a dog that has a routine with you on a regular basis is a dog that is going to have more joy in life.
Anything else you want to talk about today, Michelle?
I would love to talk about a little bit of the changes that are going through with Denver Dog Works and the expansion of Alaska Dog Works. As you know, we're trying to get a location there in Alaska that can mimic our location here in Denver, and that has been a bit of a struggle, but I believe that you did find a location for us possibly yesterday. I know that a lot of our clients, both yours and mine, are eager to hear the news and how we're going to move forward. Kyle is our son, who is our trainer here, is getting a good following and a good client base started. And, you know, we're just looking forward to being able to expand our business.
So we'll have more information about that when I do meet with the folks with the space that is available. So I know, guys, that we've kept this pretty much on a local focus today. We do have a guest coming in this Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. It is the owner of Rough Grip Leashes. She's calling in from Massachusetts, and she sent me one of the leashes a couple of weeks ago, and I've been using it around the sled dog kennel. I have to tell you, these are some of the best leashes I've ever seen, and they stand behind their product, and we're going to have those guys on a special time and a special show on Wednesday at 4 o'clock, so we're going to branch back out to our national audience starting here on Wednesday. And then on Sunday of next week, we also have a company called Blanket ID, and it's a national ID system that you can use for your pets. And I don't want to release too much information about that yet, but it will be Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern and 12 p.m. Mountain Time. Michelle, anything else to add before we close?
No, I would just like to remind people that summer is still in full throttle, and get out there and do things with your dog. Don't forget to pack a snack and water for them. Take a lot of rest breaks and have a good weekend.
So go ahead and follow us, guys, on Facebook and Twitter. You can find us at DogWorks Radio, as well as here on blogtalkradio.com/DogWorks. And if you like what you hear, make sure you hit that favorite button or follow button. And you can even find us on iTunes. Just search for DogWorks Radio. So on behalf of Michelle Forto, this is Robert Forto, hosting from Anchorage, Alaska, actually Willow, Alaska, the home of the Iditarod. We will talk to you guys next time. Have a good day, and never forget your dreams. Goodbye.